Star 94.1, and we welcome Jonathan Slocum. Jonathan, how's it going?
Man, it's a lovely yet kind of a rainy, dismal day in California.
Oh, man. Well, we've got snow here on the East Coast, okay?
I'm coming to Atlanta tomorrow for 2 weeks, and I'm bringing the California sunshine.
Please, please bring it, Jonathan. We need it, man.
My pleasure, because I can't have snow, brother.
I heard that. Listen, you've got a new program, and I know you're excited about the new show. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, first of all, I have to give kudos and credit where it's due. Gospel Music Channel is the hottest thing on TV because they get it. I've been looking for somebody to actually bring real, true gospel music in all of its forms together, to commercialize television network. There's no, we want you to be our partners and send your dollars in to be a partner, none of that, and no preaching, and no, it's music. Inspirational entertainment at its very best. And they've allowed me to add to it some comedy content for the network. So I handpicked some comedians that do clean comedy. These are not your gospel comedians, because even though I started that whole thing, I'm wanting to not be in that box anymore. So I'm in the category of clean comedy, Bill Cosby, Sinbad, people like that. And Gospel Music Channel wanted that element to be a part of their regular programming on their network. And so on this coming Saturday, we launch HA, Standing Up for Clean Comedy. It'll be a special first on Saturday. And then after that, we're going to splice them up into comedy snippets to be played intermittently throughout the broadcast day on gospel music channels. So bring you the best in great gospel music and the best in clean family-oriented comedy.
Has it been hard, Jonathan, getting where you have gotten, starting off, as you say, as a gospel comedian? And is it kind of hard to share that title as a gospel comedian as opposed to just being a comedian?
Yeah, and you know, I take the blame for it, because I say blame because you have a whole slew of comedians who want to do it clean, who want to be in a place where they can be received properly, and they believe that the only place to do it is under the umbrella of gospel or Christian comedy. If I had done what I'm doing now 20 years ago, you have a long list of comedians that are able to do any audience without compromising their conviction. So, yes, it was somewhat of a struggle because for the longest, I was the only name that people were associated. In fact, some people still only associate my name with that kind of comedy. And when they see me in other venues, so I've been in both venues for the longest, they're a little bit amazed. So to be at this point, 20-some-odd years later, it's perfect timing, considering where the country is right now.
You've mentioned Bill Cosby. How has Cosby been so successful with clean comedy as opposed to maybe an Eddie Murphy? And I don't want to say Eddie Murphy, because Eddie Murphy is not really a dirty comic, but as opposed to a comic who used maybe raunchy language or uses the N-word, why is Cosby, after all these years, he's stood the test of time, and he's never used that kind of comedy?
Well, in the same way that when I first came on the scene, it was kind of a shock to the masses to see a black guy. And see, I came out when Def Comedy Jam was at its peak, just started. So at that time, when you thought of black comedians, it was the HBO Def Comedy Jam comedians. And then when they heard that I was going to be doing Def Jam, people were like, you know, trying to see, okay, what is he going to say? What is he going to do? And I maintained, you know, my convictions, and I did a clean set without having to be, you know, preachy. So Bill Cosby at that time was amongst comedians who did, you know, the Red Foxes and Dolemite and all these people. They were pretty hardcore. And then here comes this guy, educated, you know, shirt and suit and tie, you know, observational, just talking about regular life stuff. And that's the key. And then he just took that and built on it, and everybody can relate to his topics and his subject matter. So, you know, that was the key.
Talking to Jonathan Slocum. Jonathan, where do you get your comedy from? Is it maybe your environment, how you were brought up? But how do you come up with such funny things?